Blog Talk Radio.
It's the emotion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, 'cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Good evening.
Yo.
Hey.
What's going on?
A whole lot. I'm in the airport right now. So forgive any background noise. Well, it was at 10, but it's at 10:47 now, so I'll be here for a minute. If you want to come and bring me dinner, I'll meet you at baggage claim.
Man, see, you told me that a long time ago when I hit you.
I know. I was trying to get out of here a little earlier, but it's okay. It's kind of cool. People watching. How are you?
I'm all right. I can't complain too much. So I'm a little tired, but I'm good.
Sure. What'd you do this weekend? Playing basketball again?
Yeah, basketball, lifting, you know, the regular regimen. But
Okay.
I'm gonna start resting though, man. I think I need to sleep more.
Yeah, well, see, I learned that I need to take some supplements because I've been getting cold, and after sitting in the rain today, I probably have pneumonia.
Yeah, colds are not cool, man. Sickness isn't cool at all.
No, not at all. Is Vic with us yet?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if he's not talking, and he's not on just yet. But I know he had a major shoot for Dirty Hearts today, so maybe that's what's holding him up. And, so I guess he'll tell us more about that. But one of the cool things that happened, the reason why I'm in Atlanta, is because it was Morehouse, I want to say their 139th graduation. So I want to give a shout out to my nephew, Isaiah, a.k.a. Zeno Brown, who graduated today.
Yeah, I met him. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, you did. At the bowling alley. I connected that. That's right. Yeah. So he graduated very excited out of the College of Business. And the guest speaker was our president, President Barack Obama. So it's so timely that we're actually having, you know, tonight's show, which kind of ties into, you know, politics a little bit and lust. And I was definitely lusting today over our president.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's so freaking charming. It's like it's impossible to see through the bullshit because he's just so charming. So personable. Like, you could not tell me that he wasn't directly to me. Yeah.
All right.
Really. I mean, he gave a great...
I hear a lot of women say that, so I guess, you know.
It's true. This is my third time seeing him, and I, like, fall in love all over again every time. It's really something. And the funny thing is, he's talking, like, he talks about his family and his wife, and it's like the more charming he becomes as he talks about them. It's like when he says Michelle, I insert Jasmine.
So you would basically Olivia Pope him if given the opportunity.
Oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. For the novelty of it all, I wouldn't even try to hang around. But yeah, definitely. I just I want to say real quick, we have Nikki Blue. Poor thing, she does everything for us. She's working the boards tonight, and I just want to ask her to check the 347 in the queue. That's Vic. Yeah, shout out to Nikki Blue, who is she's like our Fix It team, all by herself.
Yeah, she goes.
But
there.
Yeah, she does, and so does Olivia Pope, and so would I. So.
I gotta get my power game up. I gotta become more powerful in the world. I need women to feel that way about me.
Just do more speeches, like talk more at the beginning and the end of your shows or something. I don't know what it is about that guy. Besides the fact that he's the president, it's just there have been other presidents, and I've never felt this way about them. He's just so charismatic. He's a great speaker.
Well, they weren't as dark as this guy, so maybe that plays a role.
I don't remember. I mean, women wooed over John F. Kennedy, I think. I mean, I wasn't obviously around during that time, but he was attractive.
He was smooth.
Yeah, he was charismatic. Clinton wasn't very physically attractive, but he was also smooth, very charismatic. So it's just something about them. But nevertheless, shout out to all the Morehouse men. Women in Atlanta and surrounding areas, there are 500 just graduated eligible bachelors out there. I don't want to hear that there are no good men in Atlanta. I saw 500 of them today at the same spot. So
you know,
I don't
want to
hear
your
bullshit. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, great men are produced there, and I saw 500 of them in the same spot, so I'm tired of hearing women say that there are no good men out there. There's at least, I would say, 250 out of that 500 that are worth the damn.
Yeah. Get them before they turn, ladies.
That's why I said 250. Half of them already did. So let's see, some other announcements. We're going to be in New York. Vic and I are celebrating our birthday in Brooklyn. Birthday's in Brooklyn.
Dope.
Yeah. Any chance you'll be able to come up, hang out with us?
When y'all get older again? What day is that? What time?
I think I'm leaving on Wednesday, so just next weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Next weekend,
You ain't got shit going on.
I got mad stuff going on. I'm gonna come up soon though. I gotta go up there at some point, man. I almost miss New York.
Almost. Okay. Well, yeah, don't hesitate to take a look at our birthday registry and purchase us a gift.
Birthday registry?
Yeah. Everybody else has a fucking registry. Baby registry, wedding registry, just got a new house registry. Yeah, we can hear you, Vic.
Yeah.
Welcome.
So why y'all talking over, brother?
We're not talking over you. We was finished our conversation about our birthday
registry.
We're
talking about your birthday registry, which is
I was listening, but the birthday perk my it's Sunday. What's up? What I say? Like, welcome everybody. Y'all said what show?
Well, no,
was
I didn't.
Did they
did
know
that.
Where they call? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Saturday. We're going to be at Barcade at 388 Union Street or Avenue in Williamsburg about 6 o'clock to about 9 o'clock. And there are those who indulge in the winery and spirits and all that and beer. And you come through and play vintage video games with us. And I say vintage, look them up. Like, they got Frogger, they got Punch Out, Final Fight, all that. And quarters, like no tokens or cards, mad quarters, so people can come get wasted and play Donkey Kong with us. And then we got some other stuff going on we talk about, you know, in the background, you know, for the VIP listeners and all that. So I got it. Turn 30 this weekend. So it's a big one.
You're turning 30?
30-year anniversary.
What
you're
going to
be 30,
into,
then
I got
to be 25 again?
I thought you, I don't know what you're talking about. That sounded deceitful, what you're talking about. But, you know.
No, actually, I'm turning 33.
I'm turning 45. So.
Cool.
Catch out the bag.
Yeah. So, anyways, what are we talking about tonight? Something that I have very little knowledge of. Great.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Oh, out of the three of us, I am the only one that does not watch Scandal.
No,
I have already confessed. I know. Vic, I have already confessed that I would have an affair with our current president.
Well, I heard all that. I was listening.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard your friend talking about how you wouldn't give it up to JFK.
I probably would have.
Everybody does it. Hey, I guess. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so, like, I want everybody to know, because we had a discussion about that today on set, Billy Hearts. Like, I didn't just pop into Scandal just now into the romance and all that other shit and get caught up in it. Like, when I first started watching it last year, it was on Netflix, and it was, like, political. You know, it was, like, suspenseful and you know, the thriller and everything. It wasn't like about the romance. Well, I didn't know it was about the romance. It was about her face and stuff. So it's like, oh snap, this is like Law and Order or whatever the hell, right? Or like Moonlighting or some shit. So
Moonlighting?
Which came out when I was like 2 years old. 3 years old, but I saw old tapes and shit. With Bill Shepard and Bruce Willis. So but then gradually it changed, man, you know, and you do get hooked in it, you know what I mean? But I think personally that Scandal is going down. Like, I think she should be writing
down?
Shit at this point. I think she should be writing shit. Like, people are going to be watching it. People going to watch it. They watch the game. But I think that the way she writes is like there's no way she could really go logically. So she just throws things in there, like shockers, and then worries about, you're a writer, Sha, you know.
Right.
You did an idea, and it's like, where am I going now? Or let me just throw this out there, and then you worry about it later. So, I mean, she's good with that, but I think that after a while, it's like, okay, where is this romance going to go? Like, is the show going to stay with the romance, or is the show going to go back to being, you know, a political thriller? So I think if she stays on that whole President Olivia Pope thing, it's going to get played out. To me, it's pretty
good. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Well, I watched
it
from the beginning, from like first episode straight through, like every week. So I didn't need to catch up. But for me, it was more like a 24 where, first of all, it's serialized. So every week, you know, you're hanging at the end of your seat, like waiting for the next thing to go down. And people are expendable. People die. And I think there's a hint of, when people watch it, there's always a hint that this political stuff is real. Like, this is stuff that really goes down with the president, with the fixer. The fact that no money is ever mentioned, we just assume that Olivia gets, you know, six figures per case or whatever.
I think
you get dick. That's true. And it moves fast. Like, you gotta pay attention. Right? And I love backstories. So whenever they gave the backstory to how she got the job and how they got to this point, I think to me that kind of answered what you were saying about her just kind of writing things in the wind. Hello?
What was that?
I'm here. Are we calling someone?
Are we calling? No,
I don't know.
Somebody.
Hello?
No.
I'm not.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, why am I on the line?
Who are you?
We still got Nikki Blue on the board.
This is love.
Nikki ain't no good. She's just calling people out. Hey, love.
Hi. I didn't realize that I was going.
Are you our Scandal specialist tonight?
I don't know. I guess I am, but I hope I'm the only one.
Wait, Nikki Blue ain't shit. She just called.
She just called.
Same.
I'm sitting here eating my edamame, listening, and
okay. Well, now you're on.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
we should do that more often. We should just call people randomly.
I see.
I like it. No, so Love. Okay, so everybody who's listening should know that Love is a loyal listener and also a member of our Facebook community. And we know that you watch Scandal faithfully. And
I do.
Oftentimes you bring up the relationship aspect. And I have no idea the details of the show, but I know that there's a lot of controversial issues about the race. Issues with the relationship, the him being married, the adultery, the affairs, the power, and all that other good stuff. So what is it that draws you into the show?
Okay, well, I have a legal background, so that is the initial attraction to the show. So like that whole political and the fact that it's possibly, you know, things that occur in the show are derived from real life situations. That's the initial attraction. The affair with Olivia and Pope, that puts me in like in a moral conflict because, you know, if anyone who knows me from the board and everything, they know I don't really go for that cheating on your wife scenario. But at the same time, there's something about there's something about the fact that you can tell that there's genuine love between this like raw passion that sometimes you just like, oh, I want you to win, but then sometimes Fitz acts up and you're like, look, just leave her alone. Let her just do her job and let her move on with her life. It's not fair, you know. Just leave her alone. But
why do you make it seem like she has no control over her place in this affair?
A woman, she loves him. It's very clear. But, and you know, she tries to make the mental decision like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to move on with my, I'm done. I'm dating. I'm seeing somebody else. He's having somebody watch her, you know, under surveillance. And, you know, he just blocks every.
Well, Love, let me ask you a question, Love. I mean, how many times have we really heard them talk about how they love each other?
They do it every week.
The word love.
Yes,
Wait, what did you say, Shy? You said he says it?
He says it all the time. He says it all the time. And I mean, and now he said, like, this last week, he told his wife that, listen, do not come for my side, do not come for Olivia, because I'm telling you what's going to go down. And the way he broke down that whole plan to his wife, it just made me see, like, you know, when a man is done with you, the level of respect goes out the window. Like, it was crazy for him to say all that he said.
But Jazz, you heard when I asked that question, Sha said he says it, and Love said he says it. But when does Olivia really, did Olivia really love the president? Or she like that?
She may not say it as often. She says it, but it's not, it's more so in her actions, like she's so weak for him. Like, you know, when they broke up, she was sick over it. You know, she got to go swimming in the morning to clear her mind. She was like a zombie. Like, it was, you know, she wasn't looking all right.
That constitutional dick, or does she love him?
No. It wasn't the lack of dick. She could have had that sometimes. It wasn't the lack of dick. Stop it. No, it wasn't that.
Listen. Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
Dad just talked about wanting to have sex with President Obama. When he was Senator Obama, sure, he would have been charismatic and making great speeches. However, the drones would not have dropped as easily. That presidency, that thing, it holds a lot of weight, man. I'm telling you. And that's what the show is basically showing you. The show is basically telling you that he's powerful. So every time they're able to go somewhere and he grabs her up and people might catch them, that it's exciting. So people are sitting at home like, oh, my God, it's exciting. He really loves her. He really wants her. He doesn't care if he gets caught. But
it's always about the Oval Office, showing the Constitution,
Oval Office,
being at Camp David. That's when she
really – No, you can't say because she risks being exposed. okay, to be with to be with this man. Yes, Jasmine.
Can I have a question? I have a question though, guys. As an outsider, what is the wife's role in this? Like, you know.
Oh my God.
Her name is Melly. Tell me about her. Melly, first, she's not really in love with the president.
She's love in love with the power and the position, and she wants to pursue her own political career afterwards as well. So
she's like Hillary,
but she doesn't want. She doesn't want Olivia to have him. You know what I mean? Like she wants. You know, she's like by any means necessary. I'm gonna be, you know, this woman in charge, this woman in power. I'm gonna play this role, but I can't have this side chick. This.
Hold on. You gotta give her a backstory. Last season, when she was a side chick. And when he was running and Olivia was running his campaign, Melly was cool with it. Matter of fact, when things were messed up, she would go to her and be like, yo, I need you to come back, take care of my husband. It was all good.
Fuck my husband. So he can get Yo, she played her part perfectly. And then what happened then, Sha? She expected after that. After that, it got out of hand.
It got out of hand, you know.
Is Melly afraid that he's going to leave her?
No, what here it is, Dash. Yo, Melly had a baby off of that. Melly said, yo, I know what you need. And she went and got pregnant and had the presidential, had America's baby. Just keep that in. Come on, you got to stop that. Like, that's a wife.
No, she induced her labor early to ensure that the president stays with her.
That's love.
I don't think so. That's not love. Exactly.
Okay.
That wasn't love. You can't deny that Olivia genuinely loves Fitz.
We don't know that.
She was fucking
the CIA dude.
She was trying to move on. Like, that doesn't mean she stopped loving Fitz,
Hold on.
She was trying to move on, but that doesn't mean, hold on. You can still love somebody, but you know, listen, I'm a mentally detached, like, try my best to move on with my life because this is not right. This is not wrong. You know, this is not going to work.
Another white man? So you smash another white man? That's what you do?
No.
Can I drop a bomb though? He was like the Speaker of the House or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? So that was an X Man right there. That was an X Man.
And what did the president do? What did Fitz do?
What
did Fitz do to him?
I forget what Fitz did to him.
She kind of like demoted him or something. Like it's like he's like messing it up.
Did Edison love
Olivia? Yes or no?
Yes, he did.
But here's the thing. This doesn't sound like love to me from the outside. Speaking of the character Fitz towards Olivia, because you don't sabotage everyone that this person tries to be involved in because they can't have a healthy relationship with you. That's not love. So now no one wants to be involved with her because he's going to sabotage their career. That's just pure power.
It's an abuse of power. But Jasmine, you gotta watch the show. to make a real assessment because
it's making you guys crazy.
She was like, "Stop calling me, Mr. President." And he kept on calling middle of the night. That's kind of crazy. Come on. That right there, this is him in this. This is like domestic violence over here.
Oh, my God.
It's high power domestic violence. I do not support this show.
She like, leave me alone. I'm never going to leave you alone. Come on, what is that? Come on. I'm never going to. All her friends are saying, I'm afraid of you. Look what happened to the last woman that fucked the president. She's dead now.
He's isolating her. He's isolating
her.
No,
exactly. Isolation. We talked about that on the show before.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
No, we really have to do things for what they are if we just remove kind of some titles. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I'm just saying it's not love. The show is not even about that. People
exactly.
get caught up in
it's
all
the
romance.
Right. That, what did I say? What was the first thing I said? My initial attraction to the show was not the relationship. Like, the relationship caused internal conflict for me. Like, I don't like it, but sometimes I look for them. It's sick, but.
So let's talk about that internal conflict that you have, because I think a lot of women have this.
No,
that's
not.
No,
well,
love.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with our special guest, Love. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Bon Jovi. And
Your Lucky
name of this
Love.
Song, the name of this song is Living in Sin. Bye-bye.
And don't hang up, because we'll call you back.
Jovi. Now, I'd like to say something, please. All right? Sha, you with me, Sha?
I guess not.
With me. Okay, well, I guess he went to go review the tape. I'm going to say this. Is Love with me?
I'm here.
Love. Now, when... First of all, pause this whole show. But when Olivia was talking to Huck, right?
Uh-huh.
And she was, and he was like, yo, I'm scared for you. Like, you know, you need to be easy. She said, he's going to divorce Millie and I'm going to be the first lady. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She didn't say, I'm going to be with my man and love him and have it. Yeah, I'm going to be the first lady. And that's all she really wants. She's all about power. She ain't. You see what her father is. Apparently, her father, he's home saying, is the same way. So who knows what's going on, what mission she has. Who's accusing who?
I agree. There's more to be developed there. I'm not going to get into the whole, like, well, she didn't say my man. I'm looking at her actions
and the way she's moving more than what comes out of her mouth when it comes to fit, because like she's not. It's so that was her idea. What you know, that whole speech he gave to Millie, that was all Olivia's idea.
Right.
I think there's got to be some level of love. Like, you know, she loves the people at Olivia Pope and Associates. So by her being exposed, exposes all of them. You know what I mean? I don't think she's going to willy-nilly just, like, ignore that. And the fact that she was willing to give it all up at the same time, too, you know, was like, listen, we can't be together, shows that she really, you know, I think that was a selfless act. If she was really about only being in the White House and all that, I don't think she would have gone through with that. I don't think she just would have left things the way they were heading, with her going to be his wife.
You could have a point. Why don't she just make up her mind? Like, I don't want to be the sidekick today. I want to be today. Like, you know, she's looking
weaker
and weaker, though. But it's been 10 years, love. It's been mad episodes, man. Like, she's looking weaker and weaker and weaker. Even her whole crew.
Like, that's just,
what's
you're
point?
Just proving what I'm saying. Like, she really loves him, and she's trying to do what's right. But sometimes her heart is leading her the wrong. It's a conflict between her heart and her mind.
I don't know. What's Columbus Short? What's his character name? Who is it?
Harrison.
Yeah, I think he may love Olivia. You know,
he loves Olivia, but not like to get with her. He loves Olivia. They all love Olivia. They all feel kind of like indebted to her and everything.
Olivia needs to love Olivia. Who's
that?
Who's calling him?
I think Nikki Blue was experimenting with the boards and saw somebody that doorbell on purpose and pressed it. So I wonder what this means. But no one.
Uh oh, he called you.
Like, no, I ain't experimenting.
Do we have a caller? I don't.
Okay, if we have a caller, let him in. Hey, who is it?
Who's the caller?
No.
I'm gonna put. Nikki, your mic is on. What's
going on, Nikki?
Oh, I see. Okay, no.
347.
Okay.
393. Did you want to talk? 393. Yeah. No, I think they hung up.
They're scared. Yeah.
Probably got.
They called all that. Wow. So, okay, while we wait for the caller to call back or whatever, love, I really want to talk about this because you have some really staunch values about affairs, about women who are, like, single and pursue married men no matter what. You have always stood on the side of that being wrong, and also married men and women going outside of their relationships. So what about this show? What about this that you're seeing? Or
I want to say that emo pick is corrupting me. Okay,
No. We will not have that on this call.
Yes. You guys are corrupting me. You guys got me thinking, like, you know, Pally Elmery is not bad. You know, maybe a polygamous relationship will not be so bad. Yeah, it's your fault. Like, but
Who fault?
Dog. Emo pig. But, yeah, about the whole... Okay, typically, no. Like, I never root for the matey, the side piece, the wife adjacent, whatever you want to call them, you know. And I don't know what it is about that. I'm a sucker for passion, and
Ooh.
They seem to be so passionate, but I know, like, in my mind, like, this is wrong, like, this is not cool.
Isn't that what affairs usually are?
Some of the guys is like, I'm bored with whoever I'm with, so I'm just going to get with whoever is available.
We're not talking about one night stands. We're talking about, like, this is a full-on affair, right?
Oh, yes.
The sad piece is normally like the fun one, the one that, you know, there's no drama. It's just passion. It's just fun. It's just love.
Oh, you know about that.
I'm not.
I'm messing with you. But you know what it is, though? It's rare that we get to see both sides of a relationship, or all three sides. We get to see basically the president with his wife at home, knowing that that relationship isn't working, knowing that she's out for power, so it's like she's almost the bad guy. Then you get to see him with Olivia, and he's not only just having sex with her, but he's saying he wants to be with her. So it's genuine to people. Call her. You say what?
Okay, we're going to answer the phone.
Well, I just opened the door, and remember shot Nikki Nine Doors? You like when your doorbell ran? I think someone's doing that.
No, the doorbell is broke tonight.
But if you do want to dial in, 323-657-1479, and dial press 1 to speak, and when you speak, a little hand will pop, or a question mark will pop up, and then we will put you in the room. I want to say one love to Edison, you know what I mean? Edison was a good dude. They were engaged. He loved her.
She would end up being like, it would have been another Fitz and Millie situation, like just married because he has a position, and it's just. Remember, she said that she was like, "Okay, he's a senator. I could be a senator's wife. I could be good." It was not about love. It was just like, I'm not feeling you.
But she saw him before. It was engaged.
The two characters that you guys are describing, the one that plays the president and Olivia. In my opinion, it sounds like they're both attracted to power and control.
They are.
And their love is for power, not necessarily one another.
No, you gotta watch it.
I gotta see it.
Like Puffy and J-Lo. Yeah. No, I think that's the case because, like Fantasia, right? She's with the dude from T-Mobile or something like that. That's what she says, right? Like that was love. You know what I'm saying? But we look at a background of all of Olivia's past lovers, they was all high players. Like you can't
say that. That's not
hide and speak at a house. Edison was like the man.
Listen, that's the industry she's in. Those are people she's meeting and interacting with on a constant basis. Of course, it's all gonna be high power. She's not gonna find a person that in that works for
Walmart.
You gonna disrespect somebody's occupation right now? What are you gonna do?
I'm not. I'm just saying. Like that. This is. Let's look at her job. Look at her job. She's
you don't know what she really,
What is she really doing? She's the fixer.
She might make something like what I do.
Lawyer can't fuck nobody but the president. Like.
No, she's not. You're missing the point. If she's all she does is fix the lives of these high-powered officials, and that's what, you know, as you can see, it's a 24/7 type of job. Like, she doesn't, you know, so.
Who's going to fix her life, though, love?
She needs to get her life. She needs to do something. My rules.
Mm. And Columbus Short is trying to help her, and she's not listening.
He's trying with all his heart.
So is Huck.
You remember the time that they didn't let her in the White House, period? And it's like, yo, you can't, come on. I'm sorry, Ms. Cole, from your car don't work no more. Come on.
He was mad. I have another question.
She was barred from the White House once. You know what I'm saying?
She lied to him because she lied.
They all lying. Edison didn't lie.
I have a question about the wife again. She's
a criminal, liar, cheating, a whore.
What's
your question?
Okay. My question about the wife is, why doesn't she leave him?
Because she doesn't want to.
She's leaving now.
She's not leaving him.
She's not leaving that man.
No, she left the residence. Hold on. Yeah, she left the residence, right?
No, she did not.
She left the residence.
She did not.
She went to another.
No, she didn't.
Sha.
No, she did
Sha.
Not. Remember, at the end, he came crying back to her and was crying on her lap in the White House. She didn't go anywhere.
That was at the end, but she left, though. She left.
You don't live there no more. She ain't sleeping there.
She don't live there no more. Love don't live there no more.
Yes,
and then what happened, Jazz, is that she went on interview on 2020 and said, my husband's having an affair. And she said, yo, I'm out. She said, I'm out. Leave me alone. I want to part of this. So she's trying to get out.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
She's trying to get out or she's trying to
No, she's not. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. She was calling his bluff like, listen, you better stop this affair. Yeah, or I'm gonna
she
out
was.
Her.
Until
so why doesn't he have Olivia fix her?
That's what he did, but unfortunately, his dumbass told her the plan. He told her the whole plan. Like, look, this is what's gonna happen. We're gonna get a divorce. I'm gonna start dating, and then a year later, I'm gonna get with my old friend Olivia Pope. And he tells his wife the plan.
Right.
And
he tried to
out her. We're gonna say that you know you're a racist, and all this stuff, and your political career will be over before I ever start.
Well, let's speak about the racism part, because some people say, like, no, there's a big backlash because it seems like to some people and not me that it's all about the black and white thing. Even like Deception, you had the black and white thing. With Rusty, the black and white thing. Like, you know, so it's basically saying that it's so popular because interest dating is popular. What do you think about that, love?
I don't think about that ever. I don't even, that's not even a factor for me.
You don't see that white man with no eyebrows and think, what the hell?
Because to me, isn't that a part of maybe why he doesn't leave his wife and marry her? Like you're saying, I want them.
No,
because
not at
he
all.
Really love you, like, I really want them to
He wanted to leave. They were like, everybody was like, hell no, you cannot have a divorce while you're president. You cannot do it. You can't do that. They won't allow it. No. That has nothing. In fact, he wants Olivia to be his wife. He was willing to give up his seat.
You know that's bullshit. They signed the paperwork. He never was gonna be for
He wanted to be with Olivia.
Anyway.
No.
Somebody need to give love a DVD because she calls it out that, oh, wait a minute, you weren't going to be president anyway. He was like, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about this for? It's like, tell me yes or no. You're going to run. And he was like, it's not important right now. He made her think that he gave it all up for her. But they said from weeks ago, he never
No, Vic. Stop twisting the story
debate about what happened and what didn't happen,
but you have to admit race played a part in the show.
He did do that, but the reason, the intention is what I'm debating.
He decided weeks prior that he was not going to run for president because he felt like he couldn't do the job because they fought for the election. He made her think, I'm giving it up for you. Oh, we're going to watch it right now on the couch together. I'm going to hold you. I ain't going to do nothing. Nigga, he played her.
He didn't play her like that.
I don't see it like that.
All the women fell for it. All the women was like, oh, my God.
He fell for him for it.
Do we think that maybe love is, I mean, and love maybe, are you maybe, no, maybe, but are you maybe putting some, like, fans are having a different perspective because you really want to understand why you relate to this couple, as wrong as they are.
I don't know, not necessarily relate,
but you're empathetic towards this couple and how it conflicts with your value system. So are you giving them some like justification? Like, no, he didn't play her.
No, I'm not giving any justification. Many times I'm cussing Vic. I mean, hear me. Vic out. Many times I'm cussing him out because I'm just like, it's not fair. Like, leave her alone. But, I don't think I'm trying to find a justification. I'm just telling the way I see the story. Like, I don't see it like he was trying to play her or anything like that. I think he really, really was like, I think he just wants to be with Olivia by any means necessary at this point. Like, he got sucked to this political world.
Though.
And he loves. You think
he's a man? He's a man. He's a man that's married with a side piece. Like, come on, there's got to be some deceit there. Like, he was not
saying
something. He lost everybody but Olivia.
Huh?
Yo,
he lost everybody but Olivia. You
said. Oh, getting smashed, okay?
I can't. What?
I said he did watch the tape of Olivia getting smashed, and he was kind of like,
sick.
Fuck it. Like,
he was sick.
He was tight.
But he said, fuck it. We good. Like, I don't even care. Vic, could you have sat there and watched that, though? Like, even if
not if I loved her. Not if I loved this show.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. He like, watched the whole thing. He was like, nah. He was like, yo, keep it going. Keep it going. Let me see that shot.
You can't. You're gonna determine somebody love based on what they can take.
You don't watch this thing. Well, I mean, not sure.
Come on,
sure. Maybe the president is freaky deaky though. You don't know. Maybe.
Nah, sir. Yo,
that
was wrong though. He was like, "Yo, it's other rooms." He was like, "All right, let it run. Let me see the other rooms. Let me see how you did. Let me see what he's working with."
That was his
Yo,
own.
You know what, too?
That was his own damn fault. Why do you want to send another sexy man to the damn house?
Yo, I want to say this for real though. Like, what's up? Like, because by now children are watching. What's up with all of the oral sex, yo? Like, it's ABC, and you got like.
Really though, exactly. I mean, let me shut up. Because I don't want to keep the gay backer.
You got man pun man head. You got bull cat, like you got all these
never
things.
That. Did
ABC,
that happen?
Yo.
Cause I always turn it off when they get close.
I got caught out there. I turned my head, but I knew what was going down.
It wasn't
cool.
I saw
the boy going low.
That
was
a night.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Crazy. That's crazy.
They adopted a black baby. See, you may not think. I'm not saying that I'm Black Panther with it, but that show does play the race thing. Like they Cyrus and Homeboy, they adopted a black baby.
You're one of those that think that.
No. I'm just saying that Shonda Rhimes. I'm saying Shonda Rhimes, right? She's not oblivious to the race issue herself, because she throws in the color thing whenever she can. So I'm just gonna say I don't know why she's doing it, but they adopted the black.
You're
trying to
make it be like accept, like you know, like let's accept everybody.
Did anybody watch 24? Did anybody watch 24?
Yeah. I'm on season 4 right now.
24 had the first black president on there, Dennis Haysbert, who went on record saying that. He's somewhat responsible for President Obama because seeing him on national television as a black president made it somewhat acceptable for America. So anything you see right now, they're setting us up. All that gay stuff, this the black on white dynamic, it's on purpose. Like, don't think that they're just throwing it out there.
I'm tolerant to all different lifestyles. I'm going to say that.
I mean... You know, it is what it is. It's part of the world now. Like, I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just letting y'all know.
If you're going to see what's going on in America, you watch Scandal, you're going to see it. Scandal's going to show you America. It's true.
Yeah, that's
But deception, mark my words, deception will be the Scandal killer. I'm just letting y'all know.
Deception?
Making
deception. What does that come on?
I don't think so.
It's all season right now.
Don't nobody even know about it. No one pays that show no mind. They will. Yo, Scandal's first season, no one paid it no mind. But they will. Episode one, people were hooked. You're wrong.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Who you got, Megan Good or Kerry Washington?
I'm not really buying into Megan Good as an actress. I got to see that. I didn't watch the show.
Deception is a great show. It is a good show. I watched them both, but Deception does not put me on edge
You know why? Because Megan Good is only fucking, you know, a regular white dude. And
what are you talking about? He
was the president.
Yep.
He regular. He ain't the president.
Yeah.
You ain't the president. You regular.
He make more money
you
than the president.
Money.
Hello?
What happened?
President got power, Lee. It ain't about the bread.
See, I'm gonna fuck him. I'm gonna lie and steal in Ohio to make sure he become a president. I'm not gonna fuck regular dick. I got the speaker of the house right here, but he's boring. He's a Morehouse man. He's boring. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this. I need you to be president.
Yeah, I think after you fuck the president, there's no going back. Like, you can't really go lower.
Where can you go from there? Where can you go? You can't go nowhere.
You can't go rapper. You can't go.
No, you know what you do, Shy? No, you know what you do? You fuck the CIA, man. That's kind of going up because they're hiding the president.
That's a little sideways. A little sideways.
Okay.
You can't be with him, though. You smash him. You can't be with him.
No, and he's not with them. They're done.
Yeah, we know. Nah. We saw it.
No, Olivia's never done.
I'm talking to Jeff. Don't be coming at me like that, Shy.
Yo, I'm joking.
I
want to
say this, right? Let me tell you more about Fitz, right? Let me tell you about because someone in the room, in the chat room said this, that Fitz used to always say, I want a divorce, right? So how come when Millie want to leave, he's all stressed out? I think Fitz just know how to control.
When
did,
no,
he
when did that happen? What are you
women.
Talking about?
Fitz used to always say, I want a divorce. But then.
But he never stopped her. She was always saying, I'm not going nowhere.
But now she want to go somewhere, but she want to take him down with her. Why wouldn't she? Let me ask you a question, love, right? If you were Millie, would you go quietly?
I don't blame Millie for nothing. I'm the only one who sympathizes with Millie.
Would you tell the press, though, or would you keep quiet?
I don't think I would have did it that way. If I was going to go to the press, I'm just telling everything one time. Like, but.
Okay, you would say President's fucking Olivia Pope, live at 11. You would do that?
If I was going to do that, but to make the decision, I wouldn't handle it that way. But I figure if I'm going to go and say that my husband, who is the president of the United States, is going to go and have an affair and say he's having an affair, people are just going to wonder, like, well, if you ain't telling who it is, then what the hell is the point of saying it? Like,
no.
Tell it all.
I would go quietly.
Because
I would go very
him.
Quietly.
You go quiet.
I would go quiet.
That's how
I would say.
Like,
I would say it's me, not him. It's me. I can't deal with the pressure of the White House or something along those lines.
Exactly.
Well, he was going quietly before, but then he just got mad disrespectful with
that's
it. Like, they started being mad flagrant with it.
You're telling mad stories. That's not true. When the hell did Millie never said she was leaving? Never, ever, ever. She never.
She
always
threatened she was leaving. She threatened to leave like a few episodes ago. She said, "I'm a run. I'm a run, Fitz." And he didn't want her to run. He wanted to be the only powerful person.
Why
do women not support the wife? I don't understand.
I support her. I'm the only one who's like, okay, I get it. I get it. I get why you are the way you are. Read the commentary on the page. Like, I said that. Like, why is no one else, like, feeling bad for Millie? Everyone's like, F Millie, because she's only there for you know, political reasons. But like you said, I agree with you. You can't say F the wife. That's not – no, regardless of what we personally of Millie, at the end of the day, that's her husband, and she has all right to fight, defend her marriage however she sees fit.
This just in, I just got a text message saying that deception was canceled.
No!
It seems as though America, I'll let Shai say, America can only what? Can only handle what? Shai, I don't know. I'm not going to say it. I'll let Shai say it.
I'm not saying.
I'm not. I thought we were going to have two of these type of stories, but I guess, you know,
listen,
I don't NBC and ABC. Wait a minute now.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, like, all I know is growing up, man, I had a different world, Cosby Show. What else? Different Strokes. It was a lot
So, Charlie, you're not with the Mixing of the Races?
It's not even about the mixing of the races. It's about the brown faces on TV, period.
It's okay, Shai. You can say it.
Listen, all I'm saying is.
But whatever
you
said, it's not the opinion of the host of Motion Picture Show. I'm just letting y'all know
it's
that.
It's not, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If you watch the television today, you got The Game, you got Let's Stay Together on BET. What else is there?
I love that show. What's your name? Dawkins? I forget her name.
I'm Angela. Oh, she's Angela from the Tyler Perry movies. I love her too. I can't think of her name.
Not her. She used to be one of the Pussycat Doll girls. She's mad fit. I forget her name.
Y'all missing my point right now, but it's so good.
Okay. Well, whatever your point is, we do need to see some more images of our families together.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to agree with that. I'm just going to say I hear what y'all saying. But 2013, y'all gotta get with it. It's about to be everybody about to be vanilla or, you know, khaki colors
and
that beautiful shade.
Okay,
right.
Well, that's
and
fine.
We are the
and
world.
I'm a product of We Are the World, and I still believe that we need to see some more images of our people in a good light. And with all of this deception and scandal, and in the center of it all is the black woman with the big, beautiful lips. I don't like it. And it's got you calling her, what did you call her? A deceitful, lying, power-hungry
whore. No, I didn't say that. No,
yes,
here's what it was,
yes,
Dad, right?
Did.
Here's what it was. Because Edison, who the black speaker of the house who she was engaged to, right, he said, yo, you fucking a president, right? And she was like, are you insinuating that? Oh, you're calling me a liar, cheater, wait, a stupid liar, cheater, and a whore. Like, so she, like, jumped down his throat when he was right. So I just basically, yeah, bitch, like, you are a liar, stupid, cheating whore. Because she's like, wait a minute. Like, she's like, wait a minute, this ain't adding up right. Are you fucking a president? Ain't that, you know, because he loved her. He loved her.
That was real love.
That was real love.
No, but
he said, I don't care
back.
About all that. He said, I don't care. Because I love you.
He loved her. He didn't love her. We don't like Edison for her anyway. Okay?
Oh,
they weren't a good couple. They weren't. It just wasn't working. No.
He was a solid man, an honorable man, but, you know.
He was a,
What was wrong with Edison to you?
To me, nothing. He just wasn't.
Hang on 1 second. Love, don't answer. Vic, hang on. We have 4 minutes left in the show. And we have some announcements that we need to make. Yeah. And
I
need to get on this plane.
I didn't call.
Thanks for picking up, love.
Thanks for answering.
The saga of scandal cannot be discussed in one phone call.
It can't, apparently. But we have some.
So next
we're going off for the rest of the season, right?
Okay.
For summer, I'm leaving.
Yeah, we're taking summer vacation again, like last year.
Okay,
so.
Shah, you heard? You're off.
Yeah, I heard.
Cool. Oh, Shah, I saw Math this weekend. Math also, he said he's gonna call in next season.
All right.
Him and Bonnie Godiva, they're gonna call in.
So if you're listening to the show, you like what you heard or you didn't like what you heard, whatever, still dial in every, what's tonight?
Tuesday. Every Tuesday.
Oh, we're going back to Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, every Tuesday.
Yeah, you're going back Tuesday. Yeah, for the summertime, yeah.
The summertime, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Find us at TheEmotionPic.com. Follow us on Instagram, TheEmotionPic, Twitter, TheEmotionPic, what else? YouTube, TheEmotionPicture. Facebook, all that. Hang out with us. Yeah, Jeff Setting Jasmine, Tangible Live, ShotStimuli.com, Dirty Heart. We're everywhere. And the summer will be a little bit of everywhere.
You're
so
never
hang out
there.
With us. Yeah, we're everywhere, but never there.
I'm going to be on this Soca, camouflage Soca boat ride, too, on Saturday.
I'm going to be there, too.
Oh, dope. Okay, that's what's up. So quickly, we did our first episode shot of our Dirty Hearts web series that we're doing, and it's like 12 hours, I think. Mad tired, but we got one in the can, so mad proud of that. And I can't say that.
Cool. And again, Vic, we're gonna be in New York, in Brooklyn, again with the address, location, and time.
388 Union Street or Avenue, just be in Williamsburg, goddamn it. It's going to be there, called Barcade, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You know, it would be great if you can bring me some quarters, or us some quarters, or for the table at least, and we're going to have pizza party taking it back. And if you want to know our favorite pies, which you will be donating the pies, email us at theemotionpicture@gmail.com. Because I eat, you eat, so we're going to have, like, a basket. We're going to donate, like, dollars for the pizza and shit. And the first drink's on me. Yeah, I'll be drinking it.
Cool. You might come now. Everybody have a great summer.
Get drivers on deck. I'm not driving this weekend.
Hey, y'all.
Whoa. What am I going to do then,
Dick? Oh. Well, you're going to be, I don't know. You need to have that drive too. Well, taxis.
Okay, well, I need someone to donate rides this weekend to Jasmine.
I'm taking tabs at Ashton this weekend. Like, I'm going hard. It's my 30th birthday.
It's a bucket list
weekend.
Cool. We'll be posting our bucket list weekend.
All right, so we are out.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.